listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It is your Cougar Preview Show. Before we get to our conversation with James Empey, though, Hans, it is a win ticket Wednesday.
This is your chance to win tickets.
Win.
It's a Win Ticket Wednesday. Caller number 12 right now at 855-340-ZONE. Woo! And you'll win tickets right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Here you go, folks. One of rock's all-time legendary bands, Kiss, returns to Salt Lake City for their rescheduled End of the Row tour. Kiss will bring a stellar night of entertainment, playing all the classics from 1974 to now. Don't miss your chance to see these legends on stage. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. So call right now, 855-340-ZONE, and you will have a chance to win tickets to go see Rock, or to see Kiss. They will, what is the song, and Party Every Day?
Got the Hots for Teacher.
No, that is that's Van Halen. Okay. Got it bad, bad, bad. Hot for Teacher.
Okay. That will be a very lively concert.
Yes.
It always is.
Yep.
And this is the last chance to see them.
That I don't believe. Everybody always has their final tour until a year from now. We're like, now this one's the final tour.
This is going to be the last
one. But just in case it is the final tour for Kiss, you're going to want to get your tickets. Go to LiveNation.com.
Yeah.
All right. Earlier in the week, we had a chance to chat with James Empey, the Cougar offensive lineman who's had himself a heck of a start to the season. We talked about how good it felt to get that monkey off his back by getting the win against the University of Utah.
Oh, man, it was Saturday. A whole lot of fun, and still stoked about it.
So what did you do to celebrate the weekend? After? I mean, I guess you guys wrapped that thing up extremely late on Saturday. What do you do, just dress up, go to church on Sunday, have a little Sunday dinner with Dad? How do you celebrate that on a Sunday?
Yeah, went to church and then just hung out with the family. Everybody was happy to be together, and it was fun.
When you there were a lot of things I think people were expected to see and were looking forward to seeing that BYU-Utah game, but there's one that I think took a lot of people by surprise, that both BYU's offensive line and defensive line really, really controlled the trenches. Did you go into that game knowing that you guys would have as much success in the trenches as you did?
Well, prepare was going to be really important to – you know, have play physical and that a lot of rely on our, you know, part of getting the job done. So, you know, we knew that, you know, we had to get it done. And how about our defense just coming out and playing like they did and getting a couple of takeaways early, giving us some good field position and just playing hard all game, man. I was so proud of the way those guys fought and then just the way our boys played, you know, I thought and.
James Empey joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. And James, when you, in the middle of a game that's so emotional, how quickly do the emotions of pregame and the week building up, how much does that wear off in the middle of the game? I mean, is it the first hit, the first series, and you realize, okay, this is just another game, let's just get it dialed in and let's do this thing?
You know, it's probably different for everybody. For me, it's as soon as you kind of step on the field for warm-ups and you're finally at the stadium and you finally get things going. That's when it just kind of is like, all right, here we go. Time to play a football game and let's get it dialed in. And, you know, each person might have a different answer to that question, but by the time you're playing for sure, everybody's ready to go and locked in. And it's Saturdays are fun, man. It's every chance you get. It's a blast.
You've played a lot of games for BYU. You've played a lot of games in that stadium. Where did this one rank as far as environment? You know, you got the 9/11 celebrations and remembrance, and then you got that packed house. Where did this one rank for you in terms of games and stadium environments?
It was definitely up there, man. And like you said, they had everything just right from, you know, just the event staff and all the stadium staff and everything that they did. The grass was great. The you know, all the pregame stuff was awesome. You know, being able to honor 9/11, you know, that's always fun. And just having a packed house at LaVell Edgar Stadium again, it was, you know, great environment, so fun. And then we were able to get a win in a big game. And, you know, I thought it was just a blast.
You know, it was interesting. You mentioned your defense. They got two early turnovers, but you were only able to convert those two turnovers into 3 points. And I thought, uh-oh, this could be a problem because there's opportunities that BYU's not taking advantage of. But as the game wore on, it just felt like, you know, you were the more physical team. You were the more dominant team. You know, the whole proverbial you wanted it more just seemed to be in play. Did you get that vibe around the team all week long that this was going to be a special performance?
Yeah, man, the guys all week put in a lot of work, and you know, by the time game time rolled around, we really felt like we were prepared and ready to go. And so you know, we knew it was going to be a fight, it always is, you know, with these games. So we were just ready for it and ready to go four quarters, and you know, we were able to get it done.
You know, James, I went back this morning, watched a little bit of film, and I was watching some of the Utah pass rush, and it looked like they were jamming you guys and trying to sit in lanes and try to contain Jaren, almost the way they played it against Zach Wilson a couple years ago. Was there the defensive game plan that you saw specifically, was there an attempt to try to corral Jaren and keep him in the pocket?
I think there was a little bit. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback that can move pretty well on his feet and get out of trouble, they have to respect that and keep good passing lanes. I thought those guys got in pretty good pass rushes, and I was proud of the way, you know, the O-line handled them. And, you know, it's always great to have Jaren back there when he's able to get out of trouble and make something happen on his feet too. So, you know, you love blocking for a guy like that because sometimes he can make up for, you know, your mistakes.
Were you seeing quite a mix of blitz? Were you seeing quite a mix of personnel? Or was it pretty base in what you guys expected coming into this game?
Yeah, I mean, Utah's style of defense, they play really tough. They bring, you know, a variety of pressures, but they like to just kind of do their thing and you know, play style defense with who they have in there, you know what I mean? So, but when we started the game, we saw a bunch of pressure. They had some blitzes that we saw on film, but they just were kind of applying them in different ways and keeping a variety going. So they definitely kept us on our toes, and they got home a few times. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us every week in preparing for those things and trying to, you know, give Jaren and those guys as much time as we possibly can.
You know, everybody that watches football, they love the final drive when you're down four and you have to go 75 yards and score a game-winning touchdown. But to me, the impressive drives are when, like the one you had, Utah scores a touchdown. It's a one-possession game, and you guys march right down the field, a lot of it on the ground, and you score the touchdown and essentially put the game out of reach at that point. Talk us through that drive and what it's like when you're able to run the ball and you got Katoa and you got Algier and Jaren get in the mix running the game, running the ball. What's that like when you can just dominate on a big drive like that and put the game away?
Oh, well, that drive at the end of the game, that was awesome. I thought everybody stepped up right at the right time that we needed to. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, it's a one-possession game, and we needed to make something happen so that we could get a little bit more distance in that lead again. And we were able to take a bunch of time off the clock, have a great drive, and get down. And, you know, Jake Oldroyd, just easy field goal, pops it right in, and, you know, we were feeling good about it. And so those kind of drives, just where, you know, you feel everything clicking right at the right time, I thought everybody did a great job at just making sure they were ready to, you know, do their job and make the play when we needed it. We were able to get it done.
So one thing that Scotty and I were really excited about to get you on air every Monday after a game coming out of the weekend is to kind of give you an opportunity to give BYU fans, football fans in general, a peek into a locker room on a post game, a celebration or a conversation, because everybody was there. You know, that thing is jam-packed and everybody's having their own little post game party. But what happens in that locker room? You guys come off the field. Kind of take us through. Do you sit and wait? Does Kalani come in? Like, who's addressed, and how does that go? And what was said when you finally got going in the postgame?
Yeah, well, when we finally got going is the key word there. We, you know, the fans stormed the field, and you had to wiggle your way out of that the big mosh pit in the middle of the field. And, you know, you get off, and I went, and everybody, you know, kind of had the same idea. We went and hung out with our families for a minute, and were able to soak in, you know, the atmosphere and the wind with those guys. And so I had to go find my wife and my parents and siblings and just go hang out with them for a minute. And then once everybody got into the locker room, man, the vibe was good. Everybody was there just waiting for, you know, everybody else to make their way back in. And, yeah, it was a party. I mean, as far as who addressed us, coach addressed us, you know, talked about, you know, certain players that had a big game. We recognized all the coordinators, both A-Rod and E and Coach Lamb on special teams and for their role and having us prepared. And then just, you know, had a dance party, and it was a good time.
When you dance, are you dancing, or are you just kind of letting everybody else do their thing?
So I was too tired to dance, man, so I was just kind of letting everybody else do their thing. But we got it going a little bit. We got to watch E dance and A-Rod dance and all those guys. And then I think we finished with the electric slide, so that was a blast.
There you go. Oh, Lyman can do that electric slide. You guys can make that one work.
Right.
You know, that you talk about Aaron Roderick, and I know you know his story, and you know how much time he spent at the University of Utah, and then coming to BYU and getting that offense cranking the way it is. Just how happy are you for a guy like that to be able to have such a big night with your offense clicking the way it was?
I'm so pumped for him. I've known A-Rod a really long time, and he recruited me back when he was at Utah, and, you know, he puts his heart into the game, and you can tell how hard he works and how much he, you know, cares for us and how we do. So, you know, just so happy for him. Happy that we were able to perform the way we did and make things happen. And I really think he was locked in for this game and so prepared, you know, as a coordinator, getting us prepared and as a play caller. And so just happy that, you know, he's on our side and happy for him.
So now you have to refocus, and you have to get yourself ready for a very difficult Arizona State game. It's another late kick. It's there at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, so you get a nice home game follow-up against another Pac-12 opponent. Have you jumped into game film yet with Arizona State, or has it all just been review for Utah? And where are you at in your preparation? How do you feel about Arizona State?
Yeah, so, you know, I reviewed Utah yesterday, and obviously we'll review as a team today. But I already kind of jumped on the film a little bit. I like the way these guys play. They play hard. They're a physical team, and especially I haven't watched much offense yet, but just on the defensive side of the ball, I think they do a lot of good things, a lot of tricky things. They play hard. They're physical. So, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us this week as we kind of, you know, turn the corner and start preparing for these guys. And, you know, love that at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Love that we'll have, you know, Cougar Nation back at it, and just excited to get started.
You win a game like that, I mean, you're on a high and everybody's fired up, and then you realize, hey, we got 10 more of these to go. I mean, we're barely getting this season started. Are you worried all about a figurative hangover after a game like that, or do you feel like these guys are ready to go and you'll put this one behind you and look forward to next week?
Yeah, I'm confident in my teammates, and I trust them. I trust our coaches, and I know we'll be able to get it dialed in as you know, we prepare. And like I was saying earlier, we have our work cut out for us. I think this is a really good team, and, you know, we'll have our chance to prepare and get ready to go. But, you know, I trust my teammates and my coaches, and I think we'll be able to get it dialed in and be ready to go by Saturday.
You know, James, there were a couple of performances by some wideouts that I know were banged up. You know, you watched Neil Powell come back. He had a boot on in a picture that he posted on Instagram. You know, Gunnar Romney, we all know what happened to him in that Arizona game. Puka Nacua finally getting back on the field. Were there just guys pushing through pain and injury, just refusing to sit out for this game? Or were most of these guys just ready to go? It felt like there were a lot of guys that kind of pushed through some misery that they were going through.
Yeah, man, we have some tough guys, and those guys that you mentioned, they, you know, specifically, they came out and were ready to go regardless of what was going on and regardless of how they were feeling. And I was proud of those guys. Like you mentioned, you know, Gunnar and Neil, they came out hurt, but there's tons of guys that were you know, playing a little banged up. Football's a tough game, man. You gotta be ready to go, even if you're not feeling 100%. And you know, I'm just proud of the way our team played, and especially the way those guys played, even a little banged up.
That is James Empey joining us right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Love being able to catch up with him every single Monday. You'll hear him on Monday after the Arizona State game, giving us a look into what was in the huddle, what they were seeing against Arizona State, win or lose.
Yep.
He'd be on with us.
And that's a great thing. And that's all kinds of great players, all kinds of great perspective from Utah and BYU throughout the course of the season. It's been a lot of fun putting that together. These guys have been great. Mason Wake was really good last night on the Big Show. I thought he got some great insight from him.
Mason hasn't been used to the extent that he probably could, but that doesn't matter because all they've done is win. So, and I don't think Mason cares. I think Mason loves running around hitting people, being a flair, doing all those other things. I don't think it really matters to him.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that gets too brokenhearted if he's not involved. I mean, no. You want to be, but just being out there and making plays and doing his thing.
Well, he's always got a head coach in his ear as a former fullback saying, I have one touchdown in my career, so calm it down, bud.
So you'll be okay.
Yep.
Coming up next, by the way, it's another edition of Over Under, a BYU-Arizona State edition of Over Under. And we've got all kinds of great stuff coming down the pipeline and a chance for you to take part in it as well. So make sure to come on by, hang out with us. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. You stop by and check out these models, all priced to move with 0% financing. All 14 models, 0% financing. Let's go. Come down, say hi.
And remember, if you stop thigh and you grab some of this Jazz gear, feel free. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. I mean, we limit it to one per person.
Well, we still got more tickets.
Yep, to the RV show.
So stop thigh and you can get some of these RV tickets too.
It's pretty simple. Let's go. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Brian Kill, former BYU linebacker. Brian, good morning.
Let's go! Oh, man, what a day. What a day to be alive, my friends. What a day.
What does this do for BYU football?
Oh, man, this is like just getting pulled out of the gulag and put into, you know, relevance and prominence and nice, comfortable, cushy robe of inclusion pulled around us, and it's just indescribable. You know, this is what BYU fans have hoped for 10 years now. You know, what a journey. Independence has been many things, and I don't think there's anybody who is sad to see it go. Today is a good day.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
It is your Cougar Preview Show right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Tomorrow we will have your Ute Preview Show from 12 to 2 and talk Utah football as they try to regroup after their loss to BYU. And did you ever have when you had one of those emotional losses, you always played Utah at the end of the year, and you didn't really care about bowl games that much. But did you ever have that, what we call that hangover effect on a bad loss, or conversely on a big win, where you had a hard time focusing the next week?
Not that I specifically remember, Scotty. Nothing comes to mind that I had a ton of hangover. I can tell you that from year to year, every single year, the way we dealt with wins and dealt with losses was different.
Yeah.
Every single year, based on who was in the locker room and who was no longer in the locker room.
Or interesting.
Who was on the bus or who was no longer on the bus, or who was in the plane and who was no longer in the plane. It changed the whole aspect of the way we celebrated, the way we mourned, the way we all, you know, all the emotions that pour out in a team setting, it just changed based off of what seniors were there and what seniors weren't there.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Sometimes got a lot better, sometimes got a lot worse.
You know, I always, it's funny how I always hear people say, because it's kind of fun to be part of behind the curtain on the Utah State with travel, mm-hmm. on football. I'm on that charter flight, and everybody's like, oh boy, that was a tough loss. I'm sure that plane ride was really quiet, or that was a big win. I bet that was a crazy. It's always the same. Like, it's pretty quiet regardless. Just because
everybody's exhausted,
everybody's tired, everybody just ran through the ringer. Like, there's not like any hooping and hollering or angry and yelling. I mean, it's all that stuff happens in the locker room, and then by the time you get on the bus and the plane, everybody's just ready to just crash and be done.
There's a lot of exhaustion. Sometimes the end of the year celebration is kind of fun, but for the most part, you're just so tired, and you just wish you could snap your fingers and be home.
Hey, by the way, before we get to over-under, can we give a bit of an update?
Yeah.
I did reference a former University of Idaho agricultural extension agent. His name is Richard Girard.
Yeah.
And, yes, there is a common practice of puncturing a cow's stomach when it is
bloated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's a horrible deal. Luckily, I've never actually seen the puncture. I was just traumatized by my grandma running out to a cow with a butcher knife thinking she's going to ram it into its stomach.
Lloyd, this happened while you were gone, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I heard this on my way actually over here.
Yeah.
I did hear this, and I was just horrified.
Yeah, it's a – and but I was even surprised because Richard said not only did it used to happen, it still happens. That's still – what they'll do, because a bloating cow can die pretty quickly. And
see,
he mentioned,
I heard this story, and then all I thought, I visualized hands then taking a drink of milk and said, yep, this cow's been in an onion patch.
You see that little guy right there? That's nipple number 5. It shouldn't be there.
You know, the problem is that in high school, I competed in those.
Did you?
Yeah. It's called a...
We've seen the newspaper clippings.
It's
me.
FFA. It's a foods competition. And yes, that's a real thing.
That is one of the best parts of Napoleon.
I know.
But Richard did confirm that it still is one of the ways you deal with a bloating cow today, yeah, because it'll kill him. In fact, he lost 5 cows.
He did tell that story. I don't remember that. He's like, well, Scott probably remembers. I'm like, I don't
You were the
that.
Student body president of that organization, weren't you?
Student, no.
Of the FFA?
I was the FFA president my
senior
year.
We knew that. Yeah, because you gave the president a potato.
No, that was when I was in junior high.
That was even a different time. You didn't give the president a potato?
Well, I didn't meet them. I only met the president once. I hate both of you right now.
How many people can even say that? I met the president once.
Oh, man. And gave him a potato.
Gave him a potato.
Have a potato, Mr. President.
I've got the speech. Do you want me to read part?
No, we don't. We got to get to over under.
Sure.
Lloyd, do better. You're supposed to keep us on track.
All right. Well,
all right,
if
you ready?
We have a good time, we'll do it.
No, we don't have any time for that. Okay. The tough exterior. Blah, blah, blah.
The eye is representative.
The all-seeing
eye. The all-seeing
eye.
It's like Sauron, yeah.
The meaty interior.
See, now I don't even remember what the heck you're...
Oh, I've got it.
No, I've got it. No, we're good. No. We don't need to do this.
Okay. Hold on. Give me just a second.
No, we got to get to over under.
People want to hear the speech you
They
read.
Don't want a speech.
The tough brown,
okay, stop.
Sensitive
it.
Outer covering resembles the strength and determination of Idahoans to protect themselves, their families, and their homes, and overcome the challenges of a changing world.
That's a pretty good line, actually.
The many eyes on the potato represent the all-seeing
ability. Yep.
Of the people of this state to sense the need of continual growth. The heart of the potato is what has made Idaho famous. Is recognized in many diversified forms throughout the world for its unique goodness.
Hey, you got to admit, that's not bad for a 14-year-old.
It's a fantastic piece, man. And you weren't 14. You were 13.
Oh, was I 13?
I really didn't think you had that thing locked and loaded. Wow.
Yeah, look.
You
right
just
there.
Have that on the dock?
Oh,
13.
13. Yeah, okay. I thought it was 14.
Even better.
That's not bad for a 13-year-old.
No.
Mom wrote a hell of a speech.
Stop saying that. You wrote this, and I know you did. It was phenomenal. And you handed the potato to the president of the United States while reading this speech.
Well, no, they didn't. I didn't get to read the speech to him. They said, here's this little schmuck here. He's got something. Best.
And then you whispered in his ear, hey, if you're around 6, the trendsetters are going to be performing.
Stage 2.
Stage 2.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're done here. You ready for some of these lines?
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. Jaren Hall passing against this Arizona State defense, 239.5.
Under.
Under? Mm-hmm. All right. Lloyd, where are you going?
Yeah, give me the under.
All right, I will take the over. BYU total rushing yards in this game, 189.5.
Over.
Hands is going over. Lloyd?
Over.
Okay, I will take the under on that. So far, there have been 12 BYU players that have brought in receptions this year, including Jaren Hall on a pass back to the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, total players with receptions in this game against Arizona State, 8.5.
Under.
Lloyd?
You go first on this one.
I'll go under on that as well.
Give me the over.
Okay.
You like that, huh? You think that ball's going everywhere, Lloyd?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Did you know BYU has yet to commit a turnover this season? Zero turnovers. Zero against Arizona. Zero against University of Utah. I will set the turnover line at 0.5 against Arizona State.
Over.
Yeah, I think this is probably an easy one. Eventually, they're going to turn it over. Should I set it at 1.5?
Nope. No. Well,
because then we'll all take under, right?
Let's see.
Would anybody take the over on 1.5?
The under on 1.5?
The over, I mean, on 1.5. Lloyd, would you?
I think they're going to have one turnover.
I know they have one, but will they? That's I'm having a hard time setting the line on this one.
It's 0.5.
Tell you what. You decide what you're going to go with, and I'll make my decision.
Hey, you know, I'll take the clean slate. I'll go under on that.
All right.
If you guys are both going over, I feel like that's one area where
all right.
I can pick up a win.
I'll take over. Lloyd, are you going over on the 0.5?
Yeah, all right. The over.
BYU, another key to their success. And remember in the fourth quarter when Utah was trying to get BYU off the field, third down conversion. BYU right now is converting 49% on third down.
Where would that put them in the country?
I can tell you.
Is that kind of a higher?
Yeah, that's going to be right up there. I bet it's top 15 in the country. Now, granted, it's only after two games, so that might be a bit skewed.
Yeah, but at the end of the year, that number would be extremely high.
Yeah, BYU right now is 36th in the country. Coastal Carolina is converting 73% on third down. But if they hold it, let's look at a normal year in 2019. Number one in the country was 55. So if they held at 49, they'd be a top 5 or 6 team in the country.
Okay. It's a really good percentage.
All right, so
and they're playing against good opponents. The teams that would be above them right now in the top 30 probably haven't seen the level of defense that BYU's seen.
So I'm setting their third down conversion at percentage at 44.5.
Ooh, that's a good line.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Lloyd, why don't you go first?
Actually, I'll start. I'll go under. I think it'll end up being slightly under, but I'll go under.
Yeah. Give me the under on that.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 3 unders there, boys.
Okay.
Oh. That's just – they can't keep up that – that's a high percentage.
It is.
Of third down conversions.
I think they're good, but I don't think they're quite that good. Like, I think it'll come down a little bit.
Arizona State rushing yards in this game. They're averaging about 240 yards on the ground. I'm going to put it at 199.5.
Of what?
Arizona State rushing yards. Again, averaging
over.
About 240. Hands is going over.
You put it at 199.5.
I will go under.
Yeah, Arizona State – or BYU is going to do everything they can to limit it.
But you think they're going
to? I think they'll get to that number. I think they'll get 210.
Okay. Give me the over.
All right. Jaden Daniels averaging about 82.5 yards rushing on the season. However, he had 120 against UNLV, 40 against Southern Utah. So I'm just going to put it kind of in the middle there, about 44.5.
I will go under.
Okay. I will go over. Boy, you and me are almost opposite on every one. Lloyd.
And I will go over because I think he's going to need to rush a little bit to get him over 199.
Jaden Daniels.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll throw on a caveat here.
Yeah.
If Jaden Daniels has 70 yards rushing, Arizona State comes out of this thing with a win.
Okay. All right.
Just throw that note in there.
Wrote that down. Also, Jaden Daniels connecting on 75% of his passes so far this year. So Jaden Daniels completion percentage.
Not a high number of attempts either.
No.
It's a pretty low number of attempts.
So
because he was off the field in three quarters against Southern Utah. They ran a ton against Southern Utah.
He's 30 of 41 passing.
Yeah.
So 41 attempts. I'm going to put his completion percentage at 69.5. You going over or under?
Under.
Okay. Lloyd?
Just over by a skosh.
Okay.
What did you set his?
He's at 75.
What did you
say? Oh, actually, he's at 74. Sorry.
What did you set his completion at?
69.5.
Under.
I will take the under as well. All right, and finally, BYU points scored in this game, 23.5.
BYU's 23.5. Over.
All right. Lloyd?
I'm going to say over.
Okay. Crap, I'll take the over as well. Shoot. All right. Final on this one. Should we go to break and do the final score next?
Let's do.
Okay. Think about your final score. Lloyd, think about yours as well. And who's going to win this game? And we'll wrap this thing up when we come back because we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Come by and grab some gear. Jazz getting set for the season. We've got a bunch of Jazz gear available for you. Come by and say hi. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. Hey, hey. After a disappointing loss in the Holy War, the Utes look to rebound as they hit the road to square off against an old Mountain West Conference rival in San Diego State. Catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 4, with a postgame show immediately following the game on the Zone Sports Network. Ah! From Monday morning to the postgame press conference. Nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
Than 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It is your Cougar Preview Show, final segment of the show, and time to give you our final thoughts as to how this game is going to play out. Let's see. Who wants to go first? Final prediction. What are you going with?
Oh, man. I'm going 28-20 BYU.
Ooh. I am going.
What was the over-under on BYU points?
23.5.
Yep. 20. You know what? I'm going 28.5-0.
What are you doing?
Just joking around.
$1.
$1.
$1. $1, Bob.
Lloyd, what are you? Where are you going on this?
It's actually very close to where I was going. 29-24. ASU.
Oh.
29?
29-24.
29-24, and he's going to Arizona State.
How are you going 29?
They'll get there, trust me.
I like out of the box.
Missed
point, safety.
I am going, I'm going 28. Actually, no, that's too close
to game. What game was it that we saw two safeties in the first half? Was that a Utah State game?
Utah State had the safety. It was like 5-11 to, or no, it was like 9-5. Or
it was a weird score.
Yeah, weird score. 6-5 at halftime was that. I'm going to go BYU 24-17.
Lower scoring.
I want to take Arizona State. I don't know.
What makes you think that?
I feel like
there's a little bit of crossover.
I think there was a lot of juice for that Utah game, and I'm wondering what's left in the tank. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna go. That's too close. I'll go 28-20. No, I'm gonna stick with it. BYU 24-17.
You are going BYU?
Yeah, I'm gonna go BYU. I reserve the right by the end of the day to change this.
Everybody would see. I mean, everybody could understand why.
You don't want to take the heat on air. Okay, I get it.
No, I'll go on air tomorrow. If I change it, we got two more days of the show.
You'll go on air. But, Lloyd, like, your prediction, look, I understand what you're talking about.
Outside of the 29.
What's wrong with the 29? Had BYU scored, hit, kicked a field goal, they would have been 29. They scored 26.
It is a unique score. If he hits this 29-24, if he hits it, then we're going to have to make a song.
I'll be a Raiders fan for life. No, I'm not making
that. Oh, I've already got it marked.
He's got it.
No,
too late.
You watch, because he'll play that.
Justin Fields is on the board at 9, and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense. Lloyd?
Come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go.
Oh, let it happen. Oh, let it happen. I'll do whatever. I'll do anything.
Gosh, please. You have to combine those two. So, Lloyd, I totally get your prediction. I would understand anybody's prediction thinking Arizona State wins this game. But right now I'm thinking BYU's got two special coordinators that have a good understanding of their roster and a good understanding of their opponent. It might be a crossover, though. They were very familiar with Utah. They were a step ahead of Utah. Guys balled out because, like you just mentioned, they had them geared up and ready. But this one's at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. They should be geared up and ready again. And until I see them lose to a Pac-12 team, I've got to imagine they could do it again.
And I easily could be completely wrong. I told you that earlier in the week that I thought, I was like, God, it didn't seem like BYU had to exert as much energy because it seemed like Utah had no energy. So it didn't feel like BYU had to exert as much. So maybe they don't have. Maybe they have plenty of energy, plenty left in the tank.
They might.
I could be completely wrong. Chances are I am, because I stink at predictions.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Big thanks to Tim Daly, Nissan, and Murray for letting us hang out here today. A lot of fun. A lot of great listeners coming by and hanging out with us, too. Hopefully you got some Jazz gear. Hopefully you took advantage of these models. Price to move with 0% financing on up to 14 different models, including the Titan, the now rebuilt, redesigned from the ground up Pathfinder that's brand new, the Frontier, which they're taking pre-orders on that thing. That's rebuilt as well. So you want to come by and check that out. It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.